This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade, where we're backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match. A couple of good players today, and one of them is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. Players, you ready? Ready? All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. All right, nice studio audience. Hi there at home. Here's our contestants, and we're going to have a good time today. Let's meet our contestants right now. You are?
Chris Curtin.
Chris, nice to meet you. That T-shirt says, I survived the Coalinga earthquake, May 2nd, 1983. You did indeed. What happened during the earthquake with you?
Well, I was in the arcade playing Space Duel with one of my friends. We're trying to hold the machine up and play at the same time.
You mean in the middle of the quake, you're still playing?
Yeah.
How'd you do on it?
We did okay. Then we let the machine drop.
Well, there's a player who played in spite of anything. And your name?
Mike Schoenwetter.
Mike, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I go to Camp Lindell High School, mm-hmm. and my interests are tennis and the stock market.
Tennis and the stock market. I'll talk to you after the show, my friend. You may be able to give me some good tips. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their playing ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Bump and Jump. Okay, Mike and Chris, shake hands. Get ready to go play Starcade. Here we go. And while you go over there, Kevin will tell us about the games we'll be dealing with today.
Jeff, we've got an all-star lineup today, from rock and roll to formula racing to the Galactic Empire. Our first game today, Pole Position, and it is an exhilarating game. Next is Journey, a rockin' game in outer space. Star Wars, and the Force is with you. Donkey Kong Jr., and Son tries to free Papa. And last but not least, Joust, a pointed confrontation while flying and flapping. Jeff?
Oh, some good games today. Chris and Mike, you're going to have a good time. Five games, both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. And as you know by now, one of them is the mystery game. You pick that in the first three games, you'll win an automatic prize, okay? Right now, let's let our home audience know what the mystery game is. We'll ask Kevin to whisper that.
Our mystery game is Joust.
Okay, that's it. That's the mystery game. I have a question for you, Chris and Mike. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first arcade game. The object of the game Gyrus is to reach A, the safety of Earth, B, the edge of the universe. Mike.
The edge of the universe.
No, sorry, it's to reach the safety of Earth, and you, Chris, get a chance to pick the first game. Five games up there, which one do you want to play?
Joust.
Joust, that's the mystery
All
game.
Right.
Good choice for you, Kevin. What does Chris get for picking the mystery game?
It's Mr. Disc, a compact, personal, portable phonograph no bigger than a man's shoe. Plays 45s and LPs from its own self-contained batteries, Mr. Disc.
All right. Okay, Joust it is. That's a fun game, one of my favorites, and Kevin will tell us how to play it.
Jousting is not a game. Jousting is a way of life, sire. Ride proudly on thy ostrich, toppling thy opponents from their mounts. Strike them soundly from the top, then grab up the eggs that fall before they can hatch into more foes. Flap thy wings to avoid danger, and enter into the manly sport of jousting. My game, sire, Chris, is Joust.
Okay, Kevin, and Chris, you picked Joust. Why'd you pick Joust?
I like the game.
Uh-huh, you good at it?
Fairly.
It's a little different with 50 seconds rather than in the arcade, and I'll give you a little bit of advice. So far, no one has followed it, so I have no idea whether it works or not. But you might want to listen to this, too, Mike. If you hang out underneath the top ledge, to either edge of it, you have a little better shot at it than if you go up to the top. Now, I can see by your face you don't think that's good advice. All right, that's okay. You have 50 seconds. Here we go. Get ready. Get set. Play. Got that one. Good. Got another one. That's good. That's the place I was talking about, right up in there. Yeah, good. Way to play. All right. Got him. Boy, you're good at this game. 25 seconds to go. Got another one. Gonna go after the egg? Yeah, picked it up. Whoa. seconds. Great score so far. Hurry up. 9 seconds. $8,500. Now, Chris, when you were playing that, it seemed like you were disappointed. I thought you were doing great. What was the matter?
Well, I didn't catch the eggs.
Well, I thought you caught a bunch. Let's see how well Mike does. Come on down, Mike. Chris goes back. How do you feel about Joust, Mike?
I feel pretty confident.
All right, you have 50 seconds just like Chris did. If you're set, you're ready, get set, play. Congratulations. Really nice play. How do you feel about that?
Pretty good.
You should feel pretty good. That's a good score. We're going to take a break, then we'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game here on Starrcade. You all stay with us.
Some of the Starrcade staff stays at the beautiful Pacific Plaza Hotel, a small Grand Lux hotel in the European tradition, one block from Union Square in San Francisco. The Starrcade audience travels by way of Trailways bus lines. No bus, plane, or train gets you there cheaper than Trailways. Go Big Red, go Trailways. The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game Bump and Jump. Put your pedal to the metal and push your way through the traffic and jump when you can't drive. It's Bump and Jump, furnished by Data East. And now back to Starrcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kev, thank you. All right, we finished the game, Joust. Let's check the score and see where we are. Chris, you have a total so far of $8,500. Mike, you have $13,000. Chris, it looks like you picked a game that he was good at.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, you're in the lead. There's still one more game to be played in this round, and then after that, the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. I have another question for you, if you're ready. Here it is. All of the Pac-Men, except one, has two names, a real name and a nickname. Which has only one name, A, Pinky, or B, Sue? I'll repeat it. All of the Pac-Men, except one, has two names, a real name and a nickname. Which has only one name, A, Pinky, or B, Sue? Mike.
Sue.
Sue is right, yes. Good for you. All right, you get to pick the game. Mystery game is still up there. What's the next game we're going to play?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. What a game that is, too. An incredible game. And Kevin will explain that to us. Kev?
Darth Vader, in command of the Empire's Death Star, is approaching the rebel planet. All is in confusion, and Princess Leia has called you forward. You must join the rebellion to repel the attack, or all is lost. You cannot waver now. With you at the lead of Princess Leia's rebel force, the galaxy may survive. Use your shield. It will survive multiple hits before it leaves you. Then trust in the presence of Obi-Wan Kenobi. And remember, the Force will be with you always.
Thank you, Wookie. Okay, Mike, now this is Star Wars. There are three levels. There's the easy level, the medium level, and the hard level. Unless you're really good at it, you only have 50 seconds. You can pick either level you want, but I would advise to both of you to pick the easy level to get more points. How do you feel about it?
I'll pick the easy level.
All right. You all set to go? You have 50 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Go. Fireball, you got it. 30 seconds. There's another one. Lost one of the shields. We got five left. You're going in. $29. Okay, my friend, nice play. Head on back. Here comes Chris. Okay, Chris, you saw what he did. How are you at Star Wars?
I'm okay.
All right, it's a great game. As I told him, you have three levels, easy, medium, and hard. I think if you're not too good at it, it's the best to try the easy level and get more points. But you can do either one you want. Remember that the ships, when you destroy them, count more than fireballs. You ready to go?
Yeah.
We'll wish you good luck. Ready? Get set. Play. All right, you got it. 40 seconds, plenty of time. Tap the fireballs. All right, doing great. We still have five shields left. 10 seconds. All right, 10,000. Over 10,000 points. Head on back. I think you caught up to Mike a little bit. Let's see if it was enough. Both of you had a chance to play Joust and Star Wars, and one of you now is going to play for a very special prize, so we're going to total up the scores from both games and see who gets to play the name, the game, board. Chris, I think you caught up a little bit to Mike. Whether it's enough or not, we'll find out. So as we total the scores, we find out that Chris has a grand total of 18,579. All right. And Mike, you have 22,929. You're still ahead. Come on down here, Mike. All right, now you know all about this. Behind you is the Name the Game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, we have a prize for you. You all set to go?
I sure am.
All right, turn around. Upper left-hand corner is the first screen we'll deal with. Number one, is that Space Race or Asteroids?
Asteroids.
Right you are. Take a look at number two, Indy Race or Turbo?
Turbo.
Turbo is right. Number three, Whack-A-Mole or Holy Moly?
Whack-A-Mole.
No, sorry. Number four, is that Robotron or Alien Advance?
Robotron.
Robotron is right. Good for you, Mike. You got three out of four. Nice going, and we have a prize for three out of four. Kevin?
It's Sicy Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sicy provides eight levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player. Sicy.
Thank you, Kevin. Okay, Mike, you have a nice lead, but Chris is creeping up on you. We'll see what happens in the next round when we play the final round of Starcade, and we'll see who has a chance to take home Bump and Jump. We'll be right back.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. One of the major game manufacturers conducted a survey recently of players and discovered that the average video game player is a well-adjusted teenager who's active socially, enjoys sports, and maintains a B average in school. 44% of all players of video games usually play with a friend, and an additional 17% play with a family member. It seems that the players are real smart, sociable people. It's too bad about the host of our show, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kevin, I'll get you for that. Okay, Chris and Mike, here we are at round two in the big challenge. Only one game left to play. As you know, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores. The top scorer in all games is going to have a chance to win that Bump and Jump arcade game. You guys ready? All right, here's the last question. Hands on buzzers. When the turtles turn blue in the game Frogger, what are they preparing to do? Mike.
Dive.
Dive is right. I didn't even have to give you the choices. A, dive, or B, disappear. He beat you to it by a hair, Chris, and that means he gets a chance to pick the last game. What is it going to be, Mike?
Journey.
Journey. All right, Journey it is. And here's a man who's always on a trip to tell us about it.
Well, it seems that wild alien groupies have seized the rock group Journey's electro-supercharged instruments. Now they must trek through hazardous obstacles in quest of each instrument, and then battle their way back to the Scarab vehicle. When all five instruments are recovered, Journey plays a concert while Herbie guards the stage from the groupies. It's Journey, a rockin' game.
Okay, Mike, we have 40 seconds to play this. This is the last game. You'll have five instruments to choose from. You can choose whichever one you want to go for, or four instruments and a microphone. Some of the players think the microphone is the easiest screen. I don't know. Do you have any preference?
Not really.
All right, we'll see which direction you go in. You all set? You can turn around. Get ready. Get set. Play. And what will he choose? He's going for the microphone. Here he goes. Don't get touched by the swinging gates. Good. All right. Very smooth. Got the mic. Now can you blast your way up? Doing fine. 25 seconds. How do I get up there? All right. Going up. Gotcha. That's all right. But you have time for some more points. We'll see you in a second. Going quick. See if we can make some more points. 13 seconds. Good. Got the microphone. Blast his way up. 4,600. You played that really well, Mike. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Head on back. Here comes Chris. Chris. Oh, Mike is putting it to you there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, again, you have five different things, four instruments and a microphone to go for. Do you think you'll go for the microphone like he did or what?
Yeah, I'll try.
You try the microphone, you'll have 40 seconds. Good luck. Ready? Play. On for the microphone, and here we go. Through the gates. The microphone blasts his way up. Up there. Oh, he got you. That's okay. Gotta go again. 15 seconds. Time's running. Oh, no. Too bad. Chris, doggone it. My friend, and that's going to do it for Starcade right now, and we're going to find out now who is going to get a chance at the old bump and jump. Chris, you played a nice game, you survived the Coalinga earthquake, and so far you survived Starcade. Let's see where you are. The total score for Chris is 21,329, not bad, and Mike, you have a total score of 27,529. You're the winner. Congratulations to you. Chris, you don't go home empty-handed. You won the mystery game. That'll be a nice prize for you, and thanks for being here on the show. I guess it's hard to play the machine unless it shakes for you, right? Okay, Chris. Mike, you are our big winner for being today's big winner. Kevin has something special for you. Kev?
It's the Aquarius Compact from Mattel Electronics, a complete home computer system with a keyboard, a printer, a data recorder, and a memory expander packed together to perform together from Mattel Electronics.
And now, Mike, loosen up that hand, because in a moment you're going to be going for bump and jump and see if you can take that home with you. We'll do that right after these words.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigger Elite. And three brand new games for the VIC-20 by Tronix: Scorpion, Deadly Skies, and Gold Fever. Fast action, complex strategy, superior sound, and multiple levels of play by Tronix.
And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Mike, you've been playing really well today. Now you have a chance to win your own arcade game. We still have two games left unplayed, Pole Position and Donkey Kong Jr., okay? During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Pole Position, you have to score at least 6,224 points. If you picked Donkey Kong, you'd have to score at least 2,415 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players that play these same games. So, you reached a decision, and you picked...
Donkey Kong Jr.
Donkey Kong Jr. Okay, that means if you score 2,415 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win our grand prize, Bump and Jump. So Kevin will tell us about Donkey Kong Jr., and we'll get ready to go over and play.
Mario, beware of Donkey Kong Jr. He's crafty, he's fearless, and he's out to rescue Papa Kong from your clutches, scoring points as he climbs, avoiding the brigade of snapping jaws, ape-eating birds, and energy pods. Watch out, Mario. The son of Donkey Kong is out to rescue Papa.
Well, Mike, I hope you're good at Donkey Kong Jr. I have to tell you, I have this game in my dressing room. I play it all the time. It is the most frustrating thing I've ever done in my life. I haven't gotten 2,415 points using all of my juniors up.
Well, I figure if I go for the fruit, I can probably pull it off.
All right. I wish you good luck. 30 seconds is what you have to score 2,415 points. You do that, and you're going to take home Bump and Jump, okay?
Okay.
Good luck to you, Mike. Get ready. Get set. Play. And here comes Junior. Waiting, 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 waiting. And good. There, you got 400. Now you got 1,200 points. You can double that. You're going to be in good shape. There's 400. Good jump. All right. All the way to go. Doing fine. 1,600. 9 seconds. Look out. Good play. You did it. You did it. Congratulations. Way to go, Mike. You right at the last couple of seconds. All right. Mike's going to take a Bump and Jump. I'll see you in the next arcade. This is Jeff Edwards. Hoping all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
Jeff Edwards wardrobe furnished by the Tailored Man of San Francisco. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.